This week in the Civil War, Union forces surrounding Charleston Harbor in South Carolina continued their relentless bombardment of Confederate-held Fort Sumter. In 3 days, January 29th through the 31st, 1864, Union batteries fired a total of 583 artillery rounds at the now battered but still defiant Fort Sumter. However, as important as Fort Sumter was to the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis and the Confederate military establishment refused to surrender the fortification, even though its military importance was destroyed by the Union bombardment. On Friday, January 29, 1864, the Confederates added a new ironclad, the CSS Charleston, to their defenses in Charleston Harbor. The Charleston, commanded by Commodore Isaac Brown, faithfully defended the city until it was eventually abandoned and destroyed, when Charleston finally fell to Union forces 11 months later in February 1865. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.